The U.S. publishing industry sold an estimated 675 million copies of books in 2018, and whether on a Kindle or a smartphone, millions more e-books were bought too. And a rough approximation is that 50,000 new titles come out every month. We won't attempt to tell you about all of them, but our new recurring segment, Page Turner, is going to bring you one of those at a time, a book that a local expert or critic is excited about. This morning, we start with Patrick Milliken of the Poison Pen in Scottsdale. The bookstore started 30 years ago specializing in mysteries, but has since expanded to a much broader variety. Milliken's selection is called Keeping Lucy, and it's written by T. Greenwood. It's a novel with suspenseful elements. And before we talk specifically about Keeping Lucy, I asked Milliken about how reading and learning so much about mysteries and the noir genre has changed how he generally looks at books.
I think it's opened my eyes a lot and kind of I have less patience for kind of the well-made literary story, you know, that's sort of taught at the MFA, you know, MFA classes around the world. The well-made story where nothing happens and there's a cute little epiphany at the end and that sort of thing. You know, it's just broadened my horizons. You know, I like Raymond Chandler. I remember his modus operandi was, you know, if things started to get slow, he'd just have a guy burst through the door with a gun in his hand. And so I think that's definitely had an influence on me. But also, you know, I'm really attracted to the whole existential part of crime fiction. You know, I really love that. I think that's a lot of people when they think of mystery fiction, you know, they, like I did originally, they have a view of, you know, Murder, She Wrote and, you know, that whole English model of crime fiction, the body in the library, the sort of puzzle aspect to it, which is, you know, another important element to it, but it's not the only one.
Yeah. So, Patrick, one book that you interviewed the author of, T. Greenwood, the book is called Keeping Lucy. Let's do a quick sort of recap of the plot before we get into more details.
Okay. Yeah, Keeping Lucy is a new book, and it's interesting because the book starts in 1969. And basically the book is set, it's set in Amherst, Massachusetts, and it's about a woman who marries a man from a different socioeconomic class. He's kind of a blue blood. His father's a prominent lawyer in the town. She has one child already, and she becomes pregnant and delivers a child that has Down syndrome. And in 1969, as we find out, the treatment of children like this, very, very different. She sees the child once, very briefly, and then the baby's whisked away, and she's given lots of medication to keep her kind of out of it. And when she wakes up, she discovers that her husband has signed the baby off to the state, and the baby is taken away. And we learn that the baby is put in this special schools or institutions. She's not sure exactly where it is. A couple of years later, in the early 70s, this expose is published about this particular institution where her child has been taken. And so she decides that she needs to go find out for herself. And so she goes to this institution and discovers that indeed all the rumors are true. The institute lets her take her baby out for her, well, now a two-year-old, out for a weekend visit, and she takes off.
Yeah.
She and her friend, they hit the road, and they take the baby and go.
So is it suspenseful? How would you characterize it?
It is suspenseful. It's not, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call it a mystery novel per se. It's more of a literary novel.
Yeah, the topic is so emotional, too. Does that
absolutely
come across in the writing?
Oh, definitely. Very definitely. You know, you get the sense, and another thing you get a real sense of is that, you know, at that time, and it's funny, when we were doing the program at the bookstore, you know, I made the remark of, wow, it seems that, you know, males certainly had complete control over a woman's body. And all the women in the audience just kind of nodded and said, yeah, you noticed that, kid? You know, but no, it was a real eye-opener, you know, in 50 years. And also one of the things we learned was that kids with Down syndrome, kids, but also kids that were deaf, kids that sometimes that were blind, were hustled off to these institutions and warehoused, And
you're told just to forget your child ever existed,
yes,
basically, right?
That's right. That's right. They were told, you know, it's time to mourn your child. The child will never, you know, the language that they used was really kind of dehumanizing, I guess. You know, they called the children mongoloids that would never have, you know, developed beyond the intellectual capacity of a dog, you know, and just horrible language. And so, you know, it becomes clear that, well, if this is the way they look at these children, you know, why expend a lot of resources to take care of them? Yeah. And you can see how these horrible things, you know, these conditions arose in these institutions.
And Patrick, finally, obviously, this book had an impact on you. Anything else that really stood out that made it unique?
The characters don't behave in the way that you expect them to. You know, they're not, you know, I mentioned the husband in this book that kind of signs off the rights to his child. You know, he's not a bad guy, as you'd expect. You'd expect him to be painted as just, you know, kind of an unsavory, you know, just a jerk, you know. And he's not. He's just a complicated, well-drawn character. And as we find at the end of the novel, he really does love his child. And it's just a very powerful, powerful book. And there is a suspenseful element of it in the sense that, you know, she and her best friend, Ginny is the name of the young woman, they take off with the kid and hit the road heading to Florida. You know, these two young women, there's sort of a Thelma and Louise quality to it. You know, these two young women on the road in Georgia and Florida. It's not the same country as it is today. And you really get an eye-opening look at that. Very well done.
Okay. And that is Keeping Lucy by T. Greenwood. Patrick Milliken of Poison Pen, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.